USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. Speaking at Luxembourg American Cemetery, Esper says the stories of the American soldiers who fought to stand against tyranny will never be forgotten.
We are gathered at the American Cemetery in Luxembourg to honor the 5,076 Americans buried here who laid down their lives in the gallant stand against tyranny.
Congress is expected to vote on two articles of impeachment against President Trump on Wednesday. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky believes the vote will fall pretty much along party lines.
There's not going to be any Republicans in the House. In fact, there'll be a handful of Democrats who will vote against impeachment in the House. In the Senate, I think all Republicans will vote against the House. And I think two Democrats have a very good chance of voting against impeachment also.
The senator speaking there on CNN, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A feel-good cable channel admits it feels bad about a recent decision about some commercials it had to run. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Last week, following pressure from a conservative organization, the Hallmark Network pulled the ads by Zola showing same-sex couples, including this one.
Do you think Zola could have made planning your perfect wedding easier?
We do.
I do.
Now Hallmark's CEO has apologized for what he calls the wrong decision, and the company says it will work with Zola to start airing those ads once again. The Hallmark Channel also saying it will work with GLAAD to, quote, better represent the LGBTQ community going forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Just in time for Christmas, a Mega Millions jackpot has soared to $372 million. The next drawing is set for Tuesday night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are some new rules in place for high school students who want to graduate in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis announced that high school seniors will now be required to pass a civics test similar to the citizenship question taken by naturalized citizens in order to graduate. Former Florida Republican Congressman Connie Mack is a fan of the move.
You know, I think this is a good idea. I think, you know, it really is up to parents and I think our schools to teach civics. So, you know, I hear these you sort of have that teaser on with the Friends episode. But those are real conversations that are had where people just sort of nod their head and maybe not really understand. And I think it's important that we teach our kids their responsibility, their civic responsibility, so that they get more engaged in our process. It's what makes our democracy strong, frankly.
Max speaking there on Fox News. New York City is honoring those who have fought hard to make the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund permanent. On Monday, Mayor Bill de Blasio presented the city's highest civic honor, the Bronze Medallion, to unions, first responders, politicians, and organizations who lobbied Congress.
For 18 long years, reminded our nation that you can't just give lip service to those who serve. You actually have to do something about it for them and their families.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.